Federal Treasurer Wayne Swan is tonight tipped to announce the budget will return to surplus earlier than expected. Improved economic conditions and revenue from the proposed new mining tax are expected to contribute to the forecast. The opposition says the government should be cutting spending rather than relying on new taxes. Crews will this morning resume their search for four anglers missing off the New South Wales coast south of Newcastle. The body of a woman was found yesterday afternoon after the group went rock fishing at Catherine Hill Bay. Two couples in their 50s and 60s and a 25-year-old man were believed to be in the group. Police hold grave fears for those missing. Iraq has suffered its worst day of violence this year. More than 70 people have died in a series of bomb attacks and shootings across the country. In the worst attack, 35 people were killed and at least 100 injured when bombers targeted factory workers south of Baghdad. Earlier, dozens of people died when gunmen and suicide bombers attacked checkpoints and a market. Early results from the Philippines elections show Senator Benigno Aquino has taken the lead over rival Joseph Estrada. Senator Aquino has 40% of the vote after more than a third of the ballots were counted. Joseph Estrada, a former president, has 25% of the vote. The election has been marred by the deaths of at least six people in political violence.